to the final Sunday in July. How about that? So good to see you, friend. Welcome to Sunday Worship here on this July 26th, 2020. I am your host, Joey Kroll. So good to see you. Go ahead, pour yourself another cup of coffee, and let's enjoy some great fellowship today. Sunday Worship is a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragements. Let's prepare our hearts on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Let's start things off with Phillips, Craig, and Dean, and Let the Worshipers Arise.
Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand, and I want to be standing on your side, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come, let it live in me. This is my prayer, this is my plea. Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand, and I want to be standing on your side, holding your hands. So let your kingdom come, let it live in me. This is my prayer, and this is my plea. Let the worshipers arise, let the sons and the daughters sing.
Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. It's Joey Kroll, and the famous radio comedian Fred Allen provided a good definition of a celebrity. Listen to this. A celebrity is someone who works hard to become instantly recognized by everyone and then wears dark glasses so as not to be recognized by anyone. Well, Fred, celebrities aren't the only people who take seriously the question of being known. You know, Jesus Christ said that one day he would say to some people, "I never knew you. Depart from me." Friend, it's nice to be known by other people, but eternally more important to be known by Jesus Christ. Friend, if you don't know him, today is the day that can change.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down. Yeah, I could sing, I can sing your love forever. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down. Yeah, I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love. I feel like dancing. It's foolishness, I know. But when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now. Yeah, I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love. Foolishness, I know. But when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now.
thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Lost are saved, find their way at the sound of your great name. All condemned, feel no shame at the sound of your great name.
Praise the name of Jesus. This
worship you, King Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus.
Well, Fred, I pray that you are having a blessed start to your Sunday. This is, of course, Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. Connect with me on social media. Just look up Joey Kroll Online on Facebook, facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. Three men were discussing the meaning of success. One said success would be serving as a consultant to the president of the United States. And the second guy says, no, success is being in a conversation with the president when the red phone rings, but he chooses not to answer it because he's talking to you. And the third man said, no, success is being in the Oval Office when the red phone rings, having the president answer it and say, it's for you. Fred, I would say the best definition of success is the one Jesus used in John 17:4, which is accomplishing the work God gave him to do. So, friend, employ yourself in the Lord's work this week.
Jesus, you can have
You can have all this world. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus.
Well, I saw this article a couple of weeks ago entitled, I Am a Christian. When I say that I am a Christian, I am not shouting that I am clean living. I'm whispering I was lost, but now I'm found and forgiven. When I say I am a Christian, I don't speak of this with pride. I'm confessing that I stumble and need Christ to be my guide. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not trying to be strong. I'm professing that I'm weak and need His strength to carry on. When I say I am a Christian, I am not bragging of success. I'm admitting I have failed and need God to clean my mess. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not claiming to be perfect. My flaws are far too visible, but God believes I'm worth it. When I say I am a Christian, I still feel the sting of pain. I have my share of heartache, so I call upon His name. When I say I am a Christian, I am not holier than thou. I'm just a simple sinner who received God's grace somehow.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. The splendor of a king. Rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps Himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at His voice, and trembles at His voice. How great. The lion and the lamb, the
our God, and all will see how great, how great is our God.
Right, it's Don Bowen and How Great is Our God right here on Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll. Friend, I'm going to head on out, put my headphones up, and gather with the family of God. But friend, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me anytime, joey@greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. I pray you enjoy the rest of your Sunday.